Om Shanti.
So today's our topic is the puppet show on an unlimited screen of the world. Puppet show on an unlimited screen of the world. In Hindi, Katputli ka khel duniya ke behad ke rangmanch par. So as we are going to hear about the puppets. So everyone knows what the puppets are. Puppets are small dolls, which are operated by the puppeteer. The person who operates the puppets, he called the puppeteer. So even Shakespeare also says that world drama, that world is a drama, and we are all actors in that. So on last Saturday's movie, Baba says about the cartoon shows on the about the puppets. Nowadays, everyone likes to watch, even the all age, any age of people, they like to watch those cartoon shows. So it's just a merely mode of entertainment for all of them. So why we watch the cartoon shows? Just for entertainment. Anything else? To reduce our tension. Yeah. So we just watch it for just as a mode of entertainment. But when it comes in Baba's Gyan, and after when we compare that puppet show or that cartoon show with us, it's giving us a beautiful example of life. If you go on the internet, if you search on internet, they had shown variety types of puppets on the internet. So few of them are like shadow puppet, or rod puppet, or the marionettes, the puppet who operates with the help of strings is called the marionette. And so many varieties of puppets are there. Sock puppet, gloves puppet, hand puppet. So even thumb puppets are also there. They wear that kind of costume on their thumb, on the finger, and they act that. So that's also called the one kind of finger puppet, but that one is not much familiar. So that puppet show is the specially the speciality of Rajasthan art and culture. So as I told that there are different kinds of puppets. So first we will see what's the similarities between those puppets and we are as human beings. What are the similarities between we are as puppets? So what are the similarities? They are living. I am asking about the similarity. There is one puppeteer, as I told, the person who controls that is a puppeteer. So in our life also, when we come in Baba's knowledge, our puppeteer is Shiv Baba. And there are many strings by which those puppets are attached. So in our life we can say that string is drama. And through that Baba is connected to us. And we are as the puppets. So what are the similarity between that? Anything else? Who? Yeah, puppets are depend on the puppeteer, no? So we are also depending on Baba. So anything else? That's okay. I think there is one similarity, just one of that similarities between those puppets and we are as a human being, between those puppets and in us. So now we will see what the difference between those puppets and puppet show, or between the those puppet or the cartoon show and between us. Yeah, both puppets are entertaining others, but we are entertaining that after coming to Baba's knowledge. When we see that drama, it's very easy to say that thing in the class or giving the lecture on that is drama, and just we have to entertain, we have to enjoy that. But in real life, is it possible? Yeah. So as I told, that puppet is operating through, the puppeteer has to have so many years of experience to operate those puppets. And an ordinary person, it's not possible for him to just go on the stage and operate those puppets. So in that puppet show, the puppeteer is sitting on the high, mainly on the roof of that stage, and from there he is controlling, operating those puppets. So in our this worldly drama, that's about the worldly drama. But in the, if when we compare these things with our unlimited drama, our puppeteer is also sitting on very high, and from there, as I told, that through the drama, through the strings of drama, he is controlling us. So in that puppets, normally those puppets are controlled by the strings, and those strings are connected to their head, their legs and their hands, normally to the three things. So in this our unlimited drama, our puppeteer Shiv Baba is controlling us through our the strings which is connected to our head. He is giving us Srimad. He is giving us knowledge. The strings which is connected to our hand, through that he is teaching us good deeds. As the is giving us the example of Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba. Through that he is asking us, he is saying us to follow us, to do the good deeds, good things. And the strings which is attached to our legs, through that he is asking us to follow the Brahma Baba's footsteps. That we have to keep our feet on the footsteps of Brahma Baba. And what I think, if we will follow just all three directions in our Brahmin life, we will get 100% success in our life. So those things about that puppet show and in our unlimited puppet show, that world drama. So now we will see what are the things which are not familiar between those puppet show and in our life. So in that puppet show or in that drama or in that we can call even movie also, or in that cartoon also, they know their part. And as well as the part of other actors also. But in this drama, we don't know what is our part. And what is the part of others. And what else? Detachment. We are attached. I'm not asking about a similarity now. Okay. That won't come in the similarity. No? They are detached and we are attached. So it won't come in the similarity. Puppeteer. So second thing, in that puppet show or in that cartoon or in that movie, if one actor is, if he got sick or if he want to resign from that I don't want to do any job in that. Sorry? No. Yeah, those puppets are not non-living, but we are living. That's another point. So in that, if someone is sick, if he won't come, then another actor can replace his part. But in this unlimited drama, no one can replace our part. We can't live. If we think that if we get some, in path of devotion also, they used to say that we want permanent liberation, we want moksha. But that is not possible in this, our unlimited drama. And another one is that, they know that their part and as well as the part of other actors also. And they know that at what time that drama is going to finish. But in this unlimited drama, we don't know exact time, what time is going to finish. Well, after coming in Baba Vyan, we know that time is very less. We say to people that now that drama is going to finish. But when that going to finish, we really don't know. So few of these things which are not similar between those puppet show and in our unlimited drama. So even in path of devotion also, they used to say that we all souls are a leaf and God make us move. So same way that in that worldly drama, puppeteer moves that puppet. And after coming in Gyan, and if we give our strings in the hand of Baba, he is making us move. I mean, we have to follow his direction, we have to follow the Srimad, and then only we will get success in our Brahmin life. So in that, normally what we see when a person or when a family, when they go to watch a movie or they went to watch a puppet show or any drama, what they carry that time with them. Yeah, they carry some items, like food items, some snacks or some water. So why they carry that? When they need that, or when they feel thirsty, or when they feel hungry, that time they can eat. If suppose someone has went to watch a drama, and meanwhile, after middle of that drama, or after some time, if he feel hungry, so can he enjoy that drama? Can he enjoy that movie? No. It means that we have to contain. He has to be comfortable. Whatever he needs, he has to keep the things all the time is at the time with him. So when we, same way in this unlimited drama also, we have to keep the deep churning of drama's knowledge in our mind. Then only we will enjoy that drama. Otherwise we will get involved in someone else also. In others, part, that why he is doing like that, why he is doing like that. So now we are going to see few points that why we are not enjoying that unlimited drama. As we say that this is also drama and that is also drama, that worldly drama, and we have to be enjoy both of that drama. Even after coming in Baba's knowledge also, we have to keep that jnana, that knowledge in our, we have that knowledge in our mind, but then also why we are not enjoying that drama. So there, if we churn, there are so many points will come, but I had just taken the 5 points, and the name which I gave to them is called waste. WASTE. So first is W. W is for watching others. If we start to watch others, we can't enjoy that drama. And in that watching, there are few more points are there, like comparison, competition, and expectation. These three main points are there. Sorry? Yeah. Criticism also, yeah. If we start to compare ourselves with others, we can't enjoy the drama. Because everyone have different ability and different skills. Okay, suppose if an elephant thinks that I have to swim in the ocean just like a fish swim in the ocean very deep and very fast, so is it possible for an elephant? No. If a fish thinks that I have to climb on the tree, how a monkey climb on the tree, and I have to jump from one branch to another branch, is it possible for a fish? No, that's not possible. Because everyone has different ability, different skills. So we just have to, of course, if something is there, we have to, if some, just like many times we see in this our group also, in somewhere else also, that someone has very good memory, and sometimes people say that, oh, look at to him, what a good memory he have. But if someone want to develop that skill in his also, if someone want to become like him with a good memory power, if he works on that, really he one day his memory will become good. So we have to see that where we have to follow the things and where we don't have to follow the things. So that comes under comparison. And I read somewhere that somewhere it's written that you are a unique actor in this world drama. And if you are comparing yourself with others, you are insulting yourself. So we don't have to compare ourselves with others. And second one, as I told, that competition. We don't have to compete it with others. Because as I told that we know what our ability, what's our skills. If someone is a doctor, then don't like that everyone will become a doctor. Because maybe already he have that kind of sanskar in him or whatever the specialties he have. And another one is expectation. That we don't have to keep the expectation, so much expectation from others. Just like yesterday, we also heard that religious mind is not ambitious mind. So just if we think that I want that, I have to do that, So by that way, we won't get the success in our life. So religious mind is not ambitious mind. Of course, we have to keep the aim, some aim and object in our life, but there is no ambition, like so much ambition, just like the worldly people have. Yeah, for the temporary benefit. And if we keep the expectation, just like it's like we are giving our strings of happiness or our strings of joy or our strings of life in someone else's hand. So when we are not in Baba's Gyan, we do the same thing. Our expectation, our happiness and everything depend on the others. But just like they are the remote control. Okay, if they press the button of happiness, we will become happy here. When they press the button of joy, we will feel joy here. So after coming in Baba's knowledge, we don't have to do all that kind of things. Either we have to keep that string in our hand, or either we have to give that string in the hand of Baba. So, and one more thing, that we don't have to indulge in the other's part. If we get indulged in someone else's part, then sometimes we feel sad, or sometimes we become unhappy. Interfering also, yeah. Because I remember that when that Ramayana and Mahabharata, that TV serials was going on the television, so many times the old people and even others, even the youngster also, they used to cry when something is emotional things was going on. They start to cry in there. Because why that happens? Because they get so much attached to that situation. So we don't have to attach ourselves with those situations. We have to stay ourselves. We have to keep ourselves as a detached observer. Then only we will enjoy that unlimited drama. If we will get attached with someone else, so either directly or indirectly, that will going to affect on our stage, that will going to affect on our life. So we have to keep ourselves detached from all those things. And second, as I told, that W and then A. A means aim. Of course, we have to keep some aim in our life. As the Baba has given us the aim, that we have to become Lakshmi and Narayan. So if we will keep the aim in our front of our eyes, our mind will not divert here and there. We will just keep focus on our aim and object. If someone wants to become a doctor or someone wants to become an engineer, what they do? They just keep focus on their aim all the time. If we keep focus on our aim, sure our mind will not divert here and there, and all the waste and negative and looking to others, that thing won't come in our life. So we have to keep some aim that I have to do that, I have to become like that. And another word is S for the simple. Simple means we can say just like an easy nature. We have to keep our nature so easy. Our sanskar should be easy. Even in Murli also, Baba used to say that, what is the definition of real gold? Real gold is who can mold easily. So we have to keep our sanskar by that way, easy nature. In puppet show also, we see that the material from which the puppets are made are normally the cloth or the very soft material. So it's easy for the puppeteer to handle them. If the puppet will made from the iron or any hard metal or any hard thing, it's not easy for puppeteer to handle. So same way in our Brahmin life also, we have to keep ourselves with easy nature. Let go. Just we heard in the class, let go. If any problem will be there, okay, no problem. We don't have to think on that. Because if we will keep the waste and negative of all that kind of burdens in our life, so then it's not possible for Baba, it's not possible for the puppeteer to handle us. So we have to keep the easy things. And another one is the tea. T is for the time. We have to keep the things in our mind that the time when the drama is going to finish. It's almost the end session of the drama. So everyone have to settle their own karmic account, either with their friends, relative, or the five elements of the nature, whatever. So the problems will come. And we have to face the problem. And yesterday also someone has, even Dr. Sachin has sent me one message or that some image on the WhatsApp, that life is about the struggling. We have always, when there is a life, till the end we have to struggle in the life. Either it's spiritual life or either it's a worldly life. When we stop the struggling, it means we finished. So all the time we have to struggle, either in very anywhere, in the spiritual life or in the worldly life. So all the time we have to struggle. So we have to keep that thing in our mind, that that's the time when everyone has to finish their own account. So if we will think that, suppose in that worldly drama, if anyone is acting a part of a servant and he has to bring a cup of tea for his master and he has to keep that cup of tea on the table, and suppose by mistakenly that tea has fallen, so what that master will do, what the another actor will do? Did he start to shout on him or did, why? I don't think so he will shout, because he knows that what is his part and what is my part. So he will try to cover that part of drama by his own experience. He will try to cover that part of drama by his own, by his own common sense. That how he knows that what that servant had to do, he had to bring that cup of tea and he had to keep on the table. But by mistakenly that has fallen, so he is not going to shout on him, because he knows that what his part and what is our part. But same thing if we will apply in our life also, something for very small things, very silly things, we start to shout on others, we do the blame or whatever, we say the bad things to them. So it's not good for our life. So we have to keep the things always, the awareness of time, what the time is going on. If we will keep the awareness of time, then we will do the good efforts also, that we know that time will come back. The time which we can do the efforts now, it won't come back. So we have to keep the thing in our mind that what the time is going on. And another one is E. E for the ego. That we have to keep our ego at one side. We have to remove that ego from our life. If we are so much egoistic that I know everything and I am so much years in Jnana and I have all kind of knowledge in me, then we can't enjoy that drama. Yeah, of course, sometimes it's happened in departments and somewhere else that some senior is there, some junior is there, and that junior is all the time is doing some mistake and that. Then that time of course, we have to teach him and we have to tell him the correct way how to do the things. But if we will just be in our egoistic personality all the time, that I know everything and that, then we can't learn anything from anyone, because we not know that everyone have something skill, everything have some speciality in their life. So we have to keep our ego far away, on another side, if we want to enjoy that drama. So there are the 5 points as I mentioned, that we have to keep that waste. 5 points, W for watching the others, we have to watch others. Aim means we have to keep some aim and object in our life. As for simple, easy nature and easy sanskar, we have to make T for time, what the time is going on, awareness of time, and E for ego, that we have to keep our ego just on one side. Om Shanti.